Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast, Selling with HubSpot. We're here at Inbound with Charlie, who is the sales manager for the North Cone of Latin America. Charlie, can you tell us a bit about your background, how you got to be the sales manager for Latin America? What are your work responsibilities? What kind of team do you supervise and what kind of stuff do they do?
Great, thank you. So I am a sales manager for what we call North Cone. So we have divided Latin America in Spanish-speaking Latin America, which is North Cone and South Cone and Brazil. So right. North Cone will be Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. Okay. And South Cone will be from Panama, Colombia, down to Argentina.
Right.
Right. So I manage a team of 7 sales reps who manage these countries. And we all work with the mid-market.
Mid-market.
Yes.
So what exactly is mid-market?
So mid-market for HubSpot will be everything between 25 and 200 employees. When a customer or a prospect has in that range the number of employees, will be considered for us, at least for us, mid-market.
Okay, perfect. Good. And now, so you have 7 people in your team, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing this team has been growing a lot lately, right?
Yeah.
And you get a lot of new people in your team as well. What would be something that you'd recommend for someone, a new sales rep that's working with you? What's like the number one thing you want them to know?
So great question, because we normally have like mixed tenure teams.
Okay.
So yes, we have ramping reps, recently hired reps, more tenure reps. The first thing I told my new reps is like, we need to build habits and the consistency. So more than, of course, we are measured by our quotas, but more than focusing on the results or the outputs, let's focus on the inputs, what we call the control the controllables. So that will be focusing on your process, your prospecting process. How do you make calls? How do you make, how do you write emails? How do you write, et cetera, et cetera. So consistency and execution, I would say.
Awesome. Awesome. So what kind of habits do you recommend that people actually implement?
So one thing will be time management.
Okay.
It's not like everyone needs to do the same things the same way, meaning maybe you are more of I like to prospect on my evenings. Maybe I like to prospect first thing in the morning. It doesn't matter, but you need discipline and execution. So what you need to do is like time block some time for prospecting. That is a very important habit because you need to prospect daily. When we are not, we have a saying in our team, is when you're not closing or negotiating, you're prospecting.
And that's super important because, I mean, like, you need to take ownership of your time instead of letting your time take ownership of you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't plan things out, like, you will just be running through the day and you have no control over what you're doing. And then at the end of the day, you won't realize that you won't have all the tasks you needed to do done.
That is correct, because you need to plan your day in terms of obviously inputs, but at least have one goal. For example, one goal could be I'll email 10 prospects.
Right.
That is a good goal.
Absolutely.
That 10 is just a
random
number.
That's what you were saying. Control what you can control, right?
Control what you can control, and let's create a deal. That's also something that is controllable. You can't control if you're going to close today. You can control how you are going to speak in that closing meeting or that closing call.
Right.
That is something that... So. This is what I mean when I say control the controllables. We don't know if the customer at the end of the day is going to buy or not, but we can say, hey, I will control my pitch. I will control how I handle my objections. So that is very important.
Love it. Love it. And are there any challenges that you see, like recurring challenges in your team and their sales operations and how you can overcome those challenges?
So I will say in top of my mind that prospecting has now become more difficult than ever. Why is that? Because all the companies are thinking the same. How can I contact new prospects? I believe that every one of us, all of us, have received cold calls from companies, from credit card companies, emails, LinkedIn messages. So imagine a sales manager, a marketing director from a prospect company receiving these, I mean, like raining calls and cold calls, et cetera, et cetera.
And we're overwhelmed by all the cold calls we receive, all the cold emails. Like, I know I I spam a lot of them.
Me too. I mean, yeah, of course. We all do. So prospecting, I will say, is the biggest challenge, not because of the lack of work that we are, I mean, we try to do every day. It is because we're still, and when I say we're, it's the whole industry, we're still trying to innovate. How can we prospect better? But adding value to the customer.
Right.
How can we add value to the customer? Is it video? Is it the, I mean, we have even tried voice notes over LinkedIn.
Right.
Yeah. I have a rep in my team that is working like hard on voice notes on LinkedIn. And I was like, why? I mean, he was like, I need to iterate because I don't know what to do. So I think that is the biggest challenge right now.
And we've been hearing a lot about the voice notes on LinkedIn. It's something I think we haven't tried yet, but we definitely have to. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. You need to try different things, right?
Correct.
Like you can't just be satisfied with sending an email or I don't know, no. Having a call. I mean, if it's not working, you got to try a new approach. You got to contact your prospect in any way you can.
Correct.
And figure out what's the right channel for them, right?
So what's the right channel for them? And to be honest, it's not, I mean, we say that prospecting is science and art. I know it's cliche, but it is. It is science, but it is art. So you as a rep need to, I mean, please obviously follow your own process, but also be willing to change things, be flexible. Because maybe last month what worked for you was being prospecting via WhatsApp messages. Maybe this month it won't work. Why? We don't know. We don't know. It is like that.
It absolutely is. Like sometimes things just change, and you got to figure out what's the new way to do things.
Correct.
You got to test things out, be dynamic, and get to where it's at.
Execute. But you mentioned something important. But execute. Yeah. So that is the habit. Returning back, going back to your question, habits. Execute. Execute. We have a saying also that better done than perfect.
Yeah.
Better done than perfect. Let's
absolutely.
Go. Let's do it. It didn't work. It doesn't matter.
And it's so easy to fall in that trap too, because I mean, I think we're all, or at least a lot of us, are very much like perfectionists, especially in sales. Like,
yes.
Like we're very much driven by, we want things to be just right. And yeah. And trying to get things to be just right can lead us to the point where we're afraid to do things because yeah. They are not just right. And we just won't get things done because it's way better to have something that's 80% okay, that has a chance of working, than waiting for months for something to be perfect and then never seeing the light of day.
I totally agree. Better done than perfect. And especially with new hires or reps that are ramping, that is a difficult thing because it's not that they are scared. It's like, hey, if I do this, will I make a mistake? And we need to embrace mistakes. I mean, fail fast.
I love mistakes.
Fail fast.
So, talking about mistakes, can you tell us about a mistake that you've made in your career?
In my career?
Really, yeah, left an impression on you.
Like every day. I mean, in top of my mind, I will say as a sales rep, when I was a rep, I did, imagine this. So I send the quote of a customer to another customer with a special discount. Imagine that.
Oh,
it was intended for another prospect, and
no.
I send you their quote,
and you
see their prices.
Oh, yeah.
And some data, this was like, honestly, like 12, 13 years ago. And it was, I mean, my manager was.
You learned from that, yeah.
My manager was very happy with me.
Of course, I can imagine.
So, those mistakes like paying attention to details, that is very important.
Yeah.
But hey, we all do them at our starting
our
careers.
I mean, we're not perfect. And the important thing is to learn from the mistakes that we make.
We need to learn from mistakes. Yeah. If otherwise, it means if you're not making mistakes, it means that you are not innovating. Therefore,
absolutely.
Maybe your process next year, I don't know, maybe it will be good, maybe it won't. So
yeah.
We need to do, but mistakes, we commit them every day. It sounds like a joke, but yeah, we all do.
I think what you just said is just so absolutely crucial to understand that if you're not making mistakes, it means you're not doing anything new. You're
right.
In your comfort zone, and you have to get out of your comfort zone, because if you just stay in your comfort zone, like eventually, like a big wave's gonna come and take you away. and wipe you out. And you don't want that. You need to be on your toes. You need to be always innovating, failing, learning from that failure, and innovating again.
Execution. Do it. Execute. Hustle.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you will.
Awesome. Love it, Charlie. One last tip for somebody who's new to sales, someone who's new to prospecting, having those discovery calls, closing deals, someone who's having this whole new experience, specifically selling HubSpot.
Great question. So going back to the process, the execution, the discipline, that is important. But I want to answer the last thing that you mentioned, that is to prospect. So what will be, I say that to a sales rep that just starting to prospect, lose the fear of cold calling. Lose the fear of prospects hanging up the phone or saying, please do not call me ever again. I hate your voice, et cetera, et cetera. It's normal, but you need to really, really get into it and like—
And learn to love the no.
Learn to love the no, because one more no means one less no to a yes. That makes sense.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. Like every no you get gets you closer to a yes.
Yeah. But you 100%. Need to do it, and so you get used to it. Because
You need to have a thick skin, man.
You need to.
Can't let it bring you down.
At the beginning, no one likes prospecting at the beginning. No one is like, man, I love getting no's. No one is like that. But you need to like embrace them and, I mean, maybe of 10 no's, you will have one yes. And you need to do 10 no's to get one yes. You need to get used to it. So I will say that.
David Goggins, man. Like, I don't know. Like, this just seems David very Goggins. David Goggins. Learn to love the pain, you know? Like, absolutely. learn through that suffering. Like, because, I mean, it makes you stronger. It makes you greater. And that's, like, you want that no, because that no is going to get you that yes. It's going to develop, like, a harder mindset. And you're going to earn that yes. And you're going to feel so great when you do, right?
I mean, now you gave me a team for my next team meeting. Like, what would David Goggins do?
Right, absolutely. What would Goggins do? I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you, Charlie.
Mucho. Thank you.
Great talk.
Thank you.
And thank you. All right. Have a great day.